A reading from the prophet Hosea. Come, let us return to the Lord. For it is he who has torn, and he will heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us, and on the third day he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. The word of the Lord. Here in Ohio, the spring rains might look a little different than they do in the Judean desert, because the spring rains come to a frozen land. And the first thing they have to do is melt through the snow. And then once they melt through the snow, the ground underneath is still frozen solid. And so the spring rains just puddle on the ground because the water can't soak in. And it is the coldest time of the year. To go out in a spring rain just chills you to the bone. Because snow might just blow across, but when that cold rain of spring gets into your bones, it is cold. But people welcome it, because you know that you need those spring rains to melt that frozen land so that summer can come. And that's the idea then that I think of when I hear Hosea talk about the spring rain. And God who has torn, who will heal us. That idea of going out into that cold spring rain, into that frozen earth, like my heart being frozen, and standing there in that rain and letting it, cold as it is, melt my frozen heart. And I wonder if I'm doing that enough this Lent. The penitential practices of Lent are supposed to be like a cold rain that will bring us life, but only with a little bit of pain. And am I embracing that fish day on Friday? Or am I going to have lobster thermidor tonight? No sacrifice there. I think it's time for us to look at our Lent and see maybe, can we embrace it more fully? Can we walk out into the cold rain of spring and let these penitential practices melt our hearts? Bring this new life forward. Not be afraid of the cold, afraid of the wet, but let that grace, painful, uncomfortable though it might be, pour down upon us, so that we can become that new creation that we're looking for at Easter.